Snow melt and river breakup have slowed across the interior.
The big news is the change in temperature.
Speaking during a weekly river breakup teleconference Tuesday, National Weather Service hydrologist Karen Endress pointed to cooler air that settled over the region.
It has been only, you know, in the low 40s, basically, for most of the area. Our minimum temperatures are well below freezing at night.
Lows almost in the single digits and teens to the east in the upper Yukon.
Alaska Pacific River Forecast Center hydrologist Crane Johnson says River Watch overflights scheduled to begin earlier in the week have been delayed until Friday because of the cold. Johnson highlighted webcam and river gauge data from the upper Yukon River.
River levels at Dawson crested on Sunday and have dropped about a foot. Ice has shifted slightly, but it's still in place at Dawson. We've got a river gauge in the Yukon River to Eagle, and looks like from the river gauge that water levels are down slightly as well in response to cold temperatures throughout interior. And then the other gauge that we have up on the Koyukuk looks like it has dropped slightly as well.
During the teleconference, the hydrologists heard from community observers, including Rich Thorne, who checked in from Bettles, where he reported ice on the upper Koyukuk River and completely snow-covered mountains.
I would be expecting to see a lot of rock showing on the south face of the Brooks Range before there's going to be significant water coming down the Koyukuk.
Thorne noted some concern about the potential of ice jam flooding downstream.
There's some people getting nervous a little further downriver. I've talked to folks in Hughes and Allakaket over the last couple of days that have called me.
Another caller from the Middle Yukon River community of Galena said residents of low-lying Old Town are getting ready and packing up in case there's a repeat of the kind of flooding that heavily damaged the village in 2013. The River Forecast Center's Johnson noted that this year's River Watch program will be different because while river overflights will be happening, planes will not be stopping in remote communities due to pandemic concerns, instead sharing river information by phone, email, and local radio. I'm Dan Bross.